The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes. My whole world is up here.
Good morning, son. Father
of mine, Dad, how are you?
Take me back. I'm doing well, and how about yourself?
doing great. I hear Joanne there. Hello, Joanne.
Hi, honey.
Joanne's always here alongside of me.
Dad, last week when we were doing this show, we talked about removing the stump.
Yeah.
And we were, you know, okay, here we go. We're going to do this. And tell everybody how it went, Dad.
Well, it really went great because, first of all, that stump has been there for 20 years.
Maybe more.
I thought that was going to be one heck of a project.
Right. So did
but
I.
Instead, the temperament of the air and the water and the rain that had fallen on that thing all these years, we actually pulled the stump up by hand.
Yeah, you made one cut with that saw, and it was like cutting into a loaf of bread.
It would have taken me forever to cut that with that saw, and it didn't really do anything. And we decided, no, we ain't going to do that. We're going to start digging. Am I right?
No, you're 100% right. You kind of just reached in there with your hands and pulled it up.
Yeah, and then it came out in huge chunks.
Dad, yep.
And you decided, well, you're going to dry it up better and then put it in your campfire.
Yeah, it'll take a while to burn because it was like pulling a wet rag out of the ground.
Yeah. Now, you do things methodically. You do things like you study it before you do it, as far as that goes. Even the burning of that wood, you dry it up so carefully and set it aside, and then when it's all dried up after 3 years, you burn it. Now, I would actually throw everything in a fire.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And fire,
right.
The fire that we have over there is so hot that it'll burn the butt off the cactus.
Wait, what was that again? Hot off the cactus?
And it'll burn the cactus. I mean, never mind.
That's okay. Dad, I wrote down a note there when you were describing it, and you said that the what helped get the stump out was, quote, the temperament of the air and the rain.
Yes. Well, everything has a temperament.
Gotcha.
Throughout the years of raining on it, and then the sun is heating it up again.
Right.
And every day it's something is happening to that thing.
Okay.
I actually have been looking at stump for a long, long time.
Yes.
And I kept thinking, man, that's going to be one heck of a job trying to pull it out of there.
Yeah, Mother Nature did the trick.
Hey, my God, I couldn't believe it. And you know what? I almost killed myself once walking over there. My foot caught on it, but I didn't fall. You know, I balanced myself up, and I said, God, I gotta get this. Is years ago, I gotta get this thing out of there.
Okay.
But no, I kept thinking it was a hard job to do that. Well, it wasn't. It was a piece of cake.
Well, that's, I'm so happy that we got that out, and we took a nice picture, so all good.
And just to think of it, you yourself have been here for several years. You never made an attempt to take that out.
Several years.
Yeah, well, Eric's had the price about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. You make it sound like 100 years, but okay.
No, well, 4 years is a long, 3 years is a long time.
Right, yeah. Right.
It, you know.
Yeah, but for 40 and you never took it out.
I've had it for about 30 years.
30? You had it longer than that.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're paying attention to those things.
Hey, you know, I was doing some math, Dad. If my grandkids reach my age and they're still going up there, that will be 100 years since
are you kidding?
No. Wow.
Yeah, that will have been 100 years since we started going up there.
Wow.
If they are still going up there at that time.
Yeah, started off with just Joanne and I. No, your mother and I.
Right. All right. Well, Dad, I got a number of questions to get to if you're ready.
All right.
Okay.
And by the way, we really enjoyed being out there all together this year.
Oh, no, that was fantastic.
Except that you had a lot of projects that you had to take care of. So,
no, well, that's what I do for fun. You know, while you guys,
I know. I did the same thing when I was.
Oh yeah, hey, you and I are the same person. That I know.
We grew together.
Absolutely, Ivan. Ivan writes this, Dad. Dear Meathead, I have a 2-year-old daughter who likes to watch a lot of TV.
Did you say 2 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
She watches a lot of TV and plays video games.
2 years old?
Yes. She says, so he says that, she's doing that quite a bit. Now, those TV shows and the games are all educational. But do you think we should cut down on the amount of time that she's in front of a screen?
Well, I don't know if the screen is that significant as far as that goes, but just watching television at this young age, it becomes another people that go nuts with doing these games and all that, and don't leave the TV.
Right, that's what he's afraid of.
I think you got to get the child involved in some other things, like put a puzzle together, maybe, or something. I know, 2 years old, that's an awful young kid. That's a smart kid.
Yeah.
Watching television. I think TV sometimes becomes a disease. I mean, I remember how I got involved with watching TV, and I couldn't leave it as an adult.
Gotcha. Yeah, you hear about that all the time, the parents screaming at the kids to get away from the TV or get away from the video games and go outside, yelling at them.
I mean, if that kid is that intelligent to do that, start teaching him how to read.
Okay. All right. So, I think that a lot of parents, a lot of parents get used to having that as almost like a babysitter, because the problem is the parent then gets used to the fact that that the kid is not, like, getting into trouble or doing something that they shouldn't, because they're watching the damn TV, so they can whatever. They can do whatever they want with their time. They don't have to engage.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, I was going to come up with that.
They're not engaging their children. You know, you need to engage your children. I always, whenever I see a mom or a dad in my neighborhood actually out playing with the kids, keeping them busy, I'm always like, now that is
that's great.
That I love that. Like, yes, my neighbor, yes. Etta, she does that all the time. I always say to her, I go, Etta, I tell you this every time, you're the mom of the year. Whether whether it rains, sleet, or snow, or it's a nice day, you're doing something with your kids. I think that's huge.
Absolutely. If that is the makeup of growth of a child, honest to God, that the child grows up with the intelligence of a parent that is involved in educating the child.
Right on. Couldn't agree more.
That's right.
All right. So, I also wrote down your suggestions. Child needs to build a puzzle.
Well, I mean, Yeah, do something. It's not an easy thing for a child to do it, to do the puzzle, but if you can get them to be interested in that, it occupies the brain because the child is thinking how to put the puzzle together, for instance. I don't think that's going to be really happening because the child doesn't know alphabet or doesn't read or doesn't, you know.
Right, right.
But that grows with them.
Okay, Dad, here we go. Moving on, Rob. Rob V. writes this. Dear Meathead, a friend of mine is about to do a half marathon for charity. His competition is better than he is, but I believe it will be a close race. What can I say to help motivate him?
Well, first of all, just the thought of doing what he's doing is a great thing. Motivate him in the fact that he is doing a great thing by doing what he's doing. And the best effort is what you've got. Put it to work. Now, you can either win or you don't win it. I don't know. But the whole purpose is to participate. Once you start participating, let's say that you did win something and you became very good at that. So that's a blessing. But you got to try. You got to try something that you're kind of sold on doing it and it's into your makeup. And do it.
Okay.
Hey, we don't all win every time or all the time.
Yeah.
Or don't win anything at all.
Yeah. But
trying it is what the important thing is.
Yes, show up and try. Now, what if the other guy is like, he's rubbing the other guy's face in it and he's making fun of him and saying terrible things to him?
Walk up to him and say, hey, you know, you're good. That's all.
I wrote down, quote, the best effort you got is to put it to work.
That's right. Okay. We all have efforts, but we don't use it.
Okay, fine. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right.
I don't know why she's giggling in here.
She's in a great mood. How about this one, Dad? William Shatner, who played Captain Kirk on Star Trek, he's 90 years old. I heard about that. He's going into space today.
I know.
Yeah.
I have an issue with that.
Yeah, what is it, Dad?
My issue is the millions of dollars that the man that has the money, all the men, all the people that are going to the space and come back, they don't leave the plane. They go up there and come back down. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. That money, what did it do? What was the advantage of that? Just because you're out there in a different atmosphere?
I know what you're saying. The amount of money that it costs to do that, how is that helping the world?
That's right. Do you realize how many families you can educate with the money that you spend going up there and down?
I think that is an amazing point that you just made. You know, I think a lot of people are suggesting that these billionaires who are doing this is all about arrogance and ego.
That's right. Absolutely. There's nothing to gain by what they're doing.
The amount of...
Is it in an airplane? You go up there or whatever, a rocket?
Yeah.
And what do you see?
Right.
There's hardly any air up there either, you know.
Yeah, there is. I think you're right. There is definitely hardly any air in space.
I mean, way up there. And then come down. And
well, yeah.
I went to the moon. What the hell did you accomplish?
Yeah, I don't think they're like holding their breath, Dad. I think they're, there's oxygen inside of the capsule.
Well, I'm sure there is. But, that's not the principle of my conversation. The principle is, why do you spend the money to do that when as you can stand on your two legs on Earth and help the people with that money?
Okay.
Although they say they do that too, but that's why stop it.
All right. Joshua writes this. Dear Meathead, actually, it's a question for both of us. You've been wrongfully convicted of murder and sentenced to die. What is your last meal?
Oh, boy. spaghetti. I don't think I'd even want to be thinking about a meal at that time.
We are on the same page. I would say I don't want anything to eat.
I'm going to be dying. I'm going to cry like hell.
Right. I don't want to eat. Well, that's a dumb thing to... You know what they should do?
It really is a dumb thing to think about.
Yeah, you know, it really is. I don't even like to put myself in the position of thinking about somebody, you know, being put to death. I mean, if you... just the thought leading up to that would drive me insane. I would have one request. That is, shoot me when I'm asleep.
Absolutely. Right then and there.
Right. When I'm not expecting it, just shoot me right in the head, and that's the end of it.
Oh, my God. That's an awful thing to think of.
That's horrible.
Wow.
Sarah writes this, "Dearest Ruben, my friend accidentally backed into his wife's car. It didn't cause much damage, but he's not going to tell her. He's a horrible driver. Should I tell her what he did?"
No. Well, I don't know. I mean... say that again now.
Okay, let me...
Your friend ran into...
She writes, "My friend accidentally backed into his wife's car.
Okay.
It didn't cause much damage, so he's not going to tell her. Should I tell on him?"
Of course you should.
No.
But... hey, I mean, it's going to have to be repaired.
Well, I don't think it is. I think it's just a superficial scratch or two.
I don't know. I think. Stay
out of it. Joanne says
you should stay out of it.
Yeah, I think so too.
No.
Yeah.
But,
no.
Yeah, you really should let them fight out by themselves.
Okay.
Really.
All right.
All right. No, I agree. I agree with that thought.
All right, you've kind of like rethought it.
Yeah.
All right. SFD Dean writes. Dear Meathead, what is your favorite flavor of coffee? Please embellish.
Well, that's a strange thing you brought up because I actually don't even know why I drink coffee, but I drink it. I don't care. A coffee taste is... I didn't even know there's different flavor coffees, I guess, but I guess there is. It really doesn't matter to me. I drink a cup of coffee. I have, for no reason at all, I drink that coffee. It doesn't do anything. I'm not crazy about coffee, but I love coffee every morning.
I think
it's a psychological type of thing.
I'm writing that down. It's a psychological. It's a psychological type of thing.
Yeah, but I think mostly it's a habit that I'm drinking coffee. I'll bet you I can quit coffee on a dime.
I wish you would, because I don't drink it.
Oh, man.
Do you want to keep drinking it? Should quit it.
I've been drinking coffee since I was like 14.
Oh, I don't know how old I was when I drank coffee, but it's...
Do you,
it's a habit, I think.
I look forward to it so much. Do you drink it black, or do you put anything in it?
No, it's just black.
Me too. All right. How about this one? This is ripped from the headlines. It's a story that I was just talking about, Dad. You're not going to believe this. Near where I live, there was a home that was a scene of a brutal murder 20 years
ago. You're talking about you? Or?
Yeah. And near where I live here in West Michigan, there was a home where it was a scene of a brutal murder, a triple homicide, some crazy 17-year-old at the time killed his mother and his two sisters, and he's in jail for the rest. He's in jail for the rest of his life. Okay. Well, the person who owns the home now, she, for Halloween, she decorated the home like the crime scene.
No, that's sad. It really is.
I mean,
my wife, that's disgusting.
It was horrible. She even went so far as to put the police tape up the tombstones. And the crime occurred when the bad guy hit his fam, beat him up with a bat. And she put the bat and leaned the bat against the porch.
No, Eric, just think of this. What did that accomplish, or what would it accomplish?
I don't know. I think
decorate something like that.
This sick animal is drumming up all these terrible memories for people that were traumatized in the community.
Oh, Lord, yes. I think that woman should be punished for doing that crap.
Yes. I think somebody needs to pour some gas on the front lawn and light it on fire.
Well, that's another issue of not how do you
don't do that.
Remedy that.
All right, don't do that then. I take that.
I think people should quit associating with her or just ignore the hell out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Or let her know how distasteful that is.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. I think she's aware of it. I think she likes it.
Well, to each his own. This country, this is the one thing that we all have. We can do anything we want to do. If we got caught with a nasty thing, then we get punished. If we didn't get caught, we got away with it.
All right, Dad. Let me write that down. If we got caught... Wait, what was that again?
In this country... We get away with a lot of trash. We do things that just trashy thing and get away with it, and no punishment. I mean, you know, I came to a country that you don't do any wrong things. When you do, you pay a price that's unbelievable.
Did they have Halloween in Iran? Was Halloween a thing in Iran?
We have no Halloween there.
No?
Listen. A murderer or someone that's caused a very, very bad situation gets hung from the city hall for 3 days. The wind takes your body back and forth, back and forth. We used to go and watch that.
Dad, I wrote down.
You don't think that put God's fear in us?
Yeah, I believe it. I've heard that. I wrote down, give away a lot of trash and no punishment.
Yeah. In this country, we've got freedom up the gooba.
Freedom up the... Okay. All right. whatever that is.
We don't know what gooba means. So.
Dad, final question. Teal writes, dear Meathead, do you have a Bigfoot story?
No.
Are you aware of who Bigfoot is?
Yes. So I just worked in a jungle and walked around.
Yeah. No, you've never had any type of experience with Bigfoot. I don't know where that comes from, but he apparently...
I have no experience, no recollection of a Bigfoot. I still hear some of those stories about it.
All right. Very good. One more. Michael writes, "Dear Meathead, my buddy wants to be a rap star. He thinks he has what it takes, including a silly name. Do I tell him to follow his dream, or should I be honest with him and tell him he has no talent? Please embellish."
Well, I don't think you ought to bust his bubble. Let him do what he wants to do, and then if he became a loser, he'll know he's a loser. Eventually he will. But the problem with that is, if he spends a lot of money on doing something that he's not going to succeed in, it really is a bad idea. Take that money, go take a young kid that is in need of money for education or growth or something, and give it to him.
Two quotes: don't bust his bubble, and if he's gonna become a loser, he'll know he's a loser.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
suppose something happened and he turned into a super duper man.
Well, yeah, then you can you can say like, "I always supported you."
Hey, if someone wants to do something that does not affect any other person's life or mentality or anything of that nature, let them do it. That's how a lot of good things happen. People that had talents got discovered.
Very true. Dad, I'm going to leave it right there. As always, this has been fantastic. And, I'm just glad I was able to spend time with you guys up north.
Hey, I really enjoyed it. I'm sorry that we had a short time there. And, of course, you got the issues that you take care of, like clear up the area and all that. But then again, it was a pleasure having you. For me, that was a security that you were there.
Yeah, and you got to see O'Neill and Bruce. I mean, your two favorite.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. That's right. I really enjoyed you being there.
Okay, well, next big adventure is Thanksgiving at Mike's house.
Oh, wow, okay.
Okay, so...
sounds like a winner.
Yeah, I'll see you in just over a month.
Okie doke.
Okay, God bless, guys. I love you.
God bless you, and stay healthy and say hello to your sweetheart.
Will do. Okay, I'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, Joanne. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't.